Tunes, aren't they? I love that. I think I told you guys this story before, but I learned that from Liz Carroll, that Liz Carroll wasn't playing it on the fiddle. She was playing it in the All Ireland Senior Button Accordion Championship. She competed and played it in the bloody All Ireland on the accordion. I said, scared the crap out of me.
Did you beat you?
No, she didn't beat me. But she played John, really, really well.
John, did you compose the last tune?
I did.
Yeah. So who was Deacon Harry Doyle?
Deacon Harry Doyle was my church in Milford, Connecticut, but he was from Scotland. And he was a lovely, lovely man, a really lovely man. And his daughter was born in Scotland as well, but she worked at the school. So my kids went to a very small Catholic school, one class per grade, and the highlight of my life, one of the greatest privileges of my life, was I got to teach there for about a year and a half. I taught kindergarten through fourth grade, and of course it's not an Irish school, so you know we did the best fun I had was bringing in I went to France and I brought back some of the French nursery rhyme stuff, you know, in French. So I did it, in, believe it or not, in kindergarten with the kindergartners. And they learned because I can't remember the bloody things, but, you know, Frère Jacques and all that kind of stuff. So, and they learned to do it, you know. So we had a lot of fun. So I would march the first grade around the room and we would count to four, and then we would count twos, and they, you know, so we would do 6-8 and 4-4, and yeah, they had no idea they were doing Irish music, but it was a great experience, I have to say, being with those kids. All right, so let's do let's go back to reels before we go back to some other stuff. So let me see, where's my real set? I gotta stop writing this stuff so bold, because I can't read the bloody page. And what did I do? Oh, here we go. So let's do Lord McDonald. Oh, you'll like this one, Marilyn. Lord MacDonald's and the Ballinasloe Fair. How do I know that? a good Brian Conway set. But I actually learned these tunes from Joe Burke. But Brian, I think Brian got them from Andy McGann, I think. And then I can't do the beginning of... we'll get to the next one. I can't start the next one without playing the first one. So